Okay, ladies, this is your shot to shoot. Here's an argument that we've had over years. Can we, as a female, have a guy friend as a best friend? Let's see what you guys have to say. Welcome to the new topic. Hey guys, this is your girl Tanya with a new topic on, is it okay for your partner to have or to be best friends with the opposite sex? I know myself personally, I've had guys as best friends or as friends, and that's it. We had our line that we drew, and we knew that it was only based on being friends. Now, although this does not work with everyone, because some people use it, the words best friend, when it comes down to someone that they want their partner to be okay with. But we all know that we've all had to face these times where they're like, oh, that's just my best friend, and we're just friends, we're cool like that. But we know deep down inside sometimes it does not rely on that. So it's so many pros and cons to this. You know, so when you hear friend, people use that word very loosely. But me, I personally use it because that's what it is. If you're going to be friends, we're going to be friends. If we're going to be partners, we're going to be partners. And it's either that or. Because I know that when you have a friend, sex can confuse things and ruin that friendship. And not only that, if you're in a relationship with someone, let's be honest and let's be truthful when it gets down to it. Although I've read a couple of articles on this, and I also found some guys that say, yeah, it's okay to for a female to have a guy as a best friend, but sometimes the boyfriend wants to be controlling and want to have that control over who she has as friends, whether it's a guy or a girl, which is so true. I think that when you're in a relationship, your partner does not want you to have either or. I've had a situation the other night where my son's friend girl, they used to date, and they found out that it's better that they be friends, but she still has that feeling there for him, and it kind of confused things because she has feelings for him and she cannot stand to see him with another female as a friend, especially if it's someone that they don't like. And we know how it is, right, ladies? So being that this topic came to me, and I also saw it on Twitter, so that was a confirmation that I need to do this topic. And I know that everybody has their own opinions, but my opinion is, if you can have a mutual friendship with a guy, I see nothing wrong with it. If you can have a mutual friendship with a female, and that you are a guy, I don't see nothing wrong with it, long as you keep your boundaries. And when I say that, that means don't make it sexual. Make sure that your friend knows how to act around your partner, that it doesn't be sexual, because people already have this thing in their mind that, oh, they're having sex because they're friends, you know. And it doesn't always be that way. Sometimes you have that guy friend to help you find a guy, because they teach you a lot. You learn a lot from guys about other guys. Sorry, guys, that was Bixby. She's always snooping in my conversations. And I do have it on disturb. do not disturb. But this is an argument that's been going on for a long time. And it's all about trust. It's all about if you have that loyalty, that you're genuine with that person. Because some guys may take on a female as their little sister, you know, or their sister, you know, like, I'm a protector because she's a good person and they know what kind of person you are. Where you have as females too, we have that one guy that always come to you with, you know, situations that they want you to help them with, or finding out, you know, what this female is all about. I'm pretty sure we can relate to that for those who have brothers or, you know, younger brothers or have sons or, you know, whatnot. We can give them advice on relationships with a female, just like a guy can give you advice on what a male thinks. So I personally find it okay, but let's keep it mutual and not, you know, let sex destroy what you have. And not only that, let sex destroy your trust between you and your partner, because it already is doubts in that, you know. But I feel like if you've had this friendship before your relationship, it could be confusing to the new partner. But at the same time, if that partner understands that you guys had this relationship, this friendship before they came along, and they can see and be around each other. And I feel like if I have my friend and my, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend or what have you, I would be like, okay, I see that they, you know, they're letting me meet this person. But I've also heard stories where a guy done had some, you know, his friend, so-called friend, come around his girlfriend just to make things comfortable so that he can still see it, which I find that very, you know, messy in a way and real effed up. So let's be adults here. And if you're going to have a friend, let it be mutual. Let it be just that. Because I feel like if you're going to have sex with this friend, y'all might as well just become together. But if you guys can't be together and you guys feel like, oh, friendship is the best thing, keep it that way just as well. Because sex does confuse things and bring on those extra feelings and emotions. So if you find this topic really good, which I really, really was excited to do this topic today, let me know. You know how to reach me. You know how to contact me. Hit me up. And I'm also posting it on Facebook. And I'm also posting it on my website. You can go in and comment on the website if you like on how you feel about this topic. And I promise I will follow up with it. All right. So until next time, guys, I'll talk to you later. Hey guys, I just received my bathroom and kitchen towel sets from K's Inspired. They are so cute. Handcrafted with my monogram on them. I love it. For the kitchen set, I got a pot holder, kitchen towel, and the oven mitten, all for one great price. So go now and purchase yours at www.etsy.com/shop/ Kate Inspired Shop and receive 10% off your purchase with the code Florida Girl. All right, you guys, go out there and support your small businesses, okay? All right, talk to y'all soon. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com. Or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.